When it comes to improving your health and wellness, well, actually pretty much anything in life, there is one very specific thing that is going to catapult your success. This is the one thing that separates the woman who sees results from the woman who doesn't. And it's also the one thing that most people, they either roll their eyes at, or they dismiss, or they run away from. And it's designed to create the most resistance because it's the one thing that's going to guarantee progress and results. In this episode, we are going to answer the question, what is the number one thing that separates those who see results with their health from those who don't? And in today's episode, you're going to walk away with understanding the power of personal responsibility as it relates to the challenges in our society to make healthy choices as a part of your lifestyle. Welcome to Your Comeback Story, the podcast for successful women to create their comeback story for their health, lives, and careers. Picture an 80s movie style montage where we optimize your mindset and mental resilience. I'm Holly Bertone, your host and comeback coach. Let's play and have fun. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to part two of this special five-part series, and it's called Your Comeback Experience. And we are going full-blown 80s movie montage, and at the end of the series, you're going to have a blueprint to create your own comeback story by going through the super fun Rocky-inspired framework. So part one, which was R, and that stands for rear view mirror, and you learned about the cycle that sabotages our health, and along with three ways to create peace with your past stories, your beliefs, and your triggers from the past. Well, today is part two, which is O, own your ship with a P, like a boat, keeping it G-rated here. And before we even get started with the episode, I really want to acknowledge you for hitting play and listening to this episode. And here's why. It's because there is one very specific thing that is going to catapult your success. This is the one thing that separates the woman who sees results from the woman who doesn't. And it's also the one thing that most people, they're either going to roll their eyes or they're going to dismiss or they're just going to run away from it. And it is designed to create the most resistance because it is the one thing that's going to guarantee progress and results. And that one thing is personal responsibility. I'll even go as far as calling it radical responsibility. And I invite you to notice, how are you feeling right now? If you feel triggered or resistant the second I said that, and you choose not to listen to this episode, or more importantly, if you choose to walk away from embracing responsibility, it's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, for you to achieve these results with your health. If that's your path, that's okay. But you, my friend, you're different. And you're still listening to my voice, which means that you're ready to do this. And I want to congratulate you for taking that first step to ignoring the resistance that's coming up and keeping an open mind. And I know because you're listening to this episode that you're ready. You're more than ready. And I promise I am not going to preach at you, even though we are going to get into some hard truths later on. But first, I think it's important that I share my story of how embracing responsibility impacted my health and my life so that you can see this in action. And yes, I get it. My story is extreme. And I acknowledge that. And I acknowledge that you're probably, hopefully, in a much better place, in a much healthier place. But I want you to walk away and I want you to know how powerful this is. In 2010, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, it was on my 39th birthday, and it came out of the blue. And at that moment in time, I never asked the question, why me? I only focused on how. How did this happen? The analytical side of me was like, okay, I'm young and I'm healthy and I'm racing XTERRA triathlons and I'm a competitive mountain bike racer. I take Muay Thai boxing lessons and I go rock climbing. How could I go from being this healthy to getting breast cancer? I mean, isn't breast cancer just for old women? Well, at the first appointment with my surgeon, she put her hand on my knee and she said in this reassuring voice, "Lightning struck." Those two words were anchored deep into my soul. I needed to know, how did this happen? Because I never asked for this to happen. No one does. And throughout the treatment and all the subsequent years after, anytime I wondered, how did this happen? I went back to that place of those two words, lightning struck. And yes, she was a great doctor and she meant well with the statement. I honestly believe her heart was in the right place. And it brought me much needed peace at one of the lowest moments of my life. That's actually one of the worst things that a doctor can say. Why is that? Because it took all of the responsibility away from me and it placed all of the blame on a random act. This very act of not accepting responsibility, this very act of placing blame on quote unquote lightning struck, it resulted in 10 years of subsequent health challenges with me experiencing an autoimmune disease and debilitating chronic fatigue so bad that I ended up all but bedridden and being forced to resign from my dream job at the FBI. This very act of not taking responsibility for my health and just believing that this is the way it's supposed to be, it kept me in victim mode. I blamed everyone and everything for my condition. It caused years of marinating in my own misery. And I was making really good money at the FBI. And it cost me over $1 million in lost wages over the years. More importantly, it cost me time with my family. It cost me not being able to do the things that I love doing. It cost me waking up every day and my body holding me hostage. I could only do or not do with whatever little energy I had that day. It cost me living my life. There's a quote by Hal Elrod, and he said, "The moment you take responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you have the power to change anything in your life." George Wilson conducted a study and he called it Value-Centered Approach to Goal Setting and Action Planning. And it was based on Kern's research in 2005. And the first of his seven key takeaways to best achieve your goals was values commitment. That included integrity, responsibility, fairness, hope, and achievement. This right here is what puts you at cause. And when you're at cause, you are primed to move the needle. In 2018, I woke up one day and I decided I'm not okay living like this. And I wanted something better for my life. I wanted to live my life like a normal person. And I knew that after being sick all of those years, that it's going to be an uphill battle to get healthy again. And I didn't even know where to start. But my first step was to look in the mirror and to take responsibility for my health and my life from this second onward. And the second I did that, everything changed. That was the second that my brain turned from being at effect to being at cause, from being the victim to being response able. They say when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Well, yeah, my rock bottom was so bad, I needed two teachers. Taking responsibility, it's not about blame or shame. Taking responsibility is simply having the ability to respond. It's having agency over your life. It's making peace with your past. And like we talked about in the first episode of the series, it's making a commitment. From this second on, I'm responsible for my life and my health, and I have the ability to respond. So you might be wondering what that looked like for me and this journey. So let me count the ways. I looked back at my past and I accepted some hard truths. I was living on a diet of processed food and junk food and sugar for the first 45 years of my life. I drank a six-pack of Coca-Cola every single day. I grew up in an agrarian society where there's lots of farms and pesticides and glyphosate. I had over 20 years working in high-stress jobs. And I took a lot of antibiotics throughout my life. I spent 20-plus years on NSAIDs and 20-plus years on the birth control pill. I mean, and the best one was I was a competitive athlete, you know, racing mountain bikes and Xterra triathlons, but I was not eating healthy. So breakfast was always like processed carbs. A bagel with peanut butter and honey, that was always my breakfast of champions. I lived on pizza and pasta and French fries. They were staples in my diet. Lunch, very often, was a family-sized bag of M&Ms and color-coded and peanut, of course, because, you know, protein. I was fit and I was active and I weighed 110 pounds. I could stand on a podium and I'd get a medal around my neck. But I was not healthy. And I realized I can't jump into my DeLorean. I can't go back in time. I can't undo the past. But I can make better decisions from this second, from here on out. And what I learned from that experience, and it carried me all these years, is that if I do not hold myself responsible, then I feel like I'm out of integrity with myself. And yeah, I mean, at first, that kind of radical responsibility, that was really hard. But it got easier over time. And I mean, now it's pretty much just a daily habit. Here's the other thing too, is that you attract who you are. It's sowing and reaping. It's the law of attraction 101. It's simple quantum physics. When you take responsibility, you begin to leave all of the baggage behind. When you take responsibility, you drop the victim mentality. You drop the fear and the anger and the anxiety. And instead, you show up in a place of empowerment and confidence. And when you take responsibility, the past doesn't matter, but how you show up for yourself in this moment does. And when you decide to take that responsibility for your health, you're telling your brain that you are the kind of person who takes responsibility for your health, and your actions will begin to mirror this. And then it becomes the ripple effect. The more you take personal responsibility, the easier things seem to be. One of the biggest mistakes that I see is that we think that the absence of disease, if we're not diagnosed with something, it means that we're healthy. And we think that just because we're healthy, because we don't have a diagnosis of a disease, that means that we can just keep doing what we're doing. We can keep eating what we're eating. We can keep living a life that has us burned out and stressed out. We can be more sedentary than we're active. And we can think that there's no consequences because it's easier to put your head in the sand and pretend that this doesn't exist. Okay, seriously, are you thinking this right now? Are you seriously thinking like, okay, yeah, that all sucks for you, Holly, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but yeah, this is never going to happen to me. I want you to be honest with me. It's totally okay. Were you just thinking that? Yes or no? And it's totally okay. Let me share a hard truth with you about disease that I wish my doctor would have told me when I was first diagnosed, because this would have saved me 10 years of my life. It's that disease doesn't just wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm going to go make Holly's life miserable. And then poof, there's breast cancer and poof, autoimmune disease. Like, that's what we've been programmed to think. And I'm going to ask you another question. Is that your belief system? Do you believe that disease just happens because of genetics or some random factor? I thought this way for so many years. And if you're thinking this too, it is totally normal. And science proves that disease does not randomly happen. And it doesn't take weeks or months. It is years. And it happens when your body is in that state of all of this toxic soup from all of the different things, eating lots of sugar and processed foods and having a lot of stress in your life and being burned out, burning the candle at both ends, not getting a good night's sleep, surrounding yourself with all kinds of environmental toxins. There's a quote that says, genetics loads the gun, but your environment is what pulls the trigger. And your environment is everything. There is nothing random about years of living in toxic soup from this lifestyle. It's not one thing that makes it happen. It is all of the things. And a lot more that I didn't even mention. And what makes it worse is that our healthcare system focuses on symptom management. And that symptom management is in the form of being prescribed a pill. And honestly, for the majority of what we've got going on out there, that pill is for the rest of your life. And for the record, I am not anti-pill. I still take my thyroid medicine. The ideal would be that I don't need to take it anymore, but right now I'm still taking it. But the disservice is that our traditional medical professionals, they don't talk about root cause. They don't talk about nutrition. They don't talk about lifestyle. They don't talk about your environmental toxins. They don't talk about how to create a healthier environment in your body. In my personal example, it's not that breast cancer caused autoimmune disease. It's that my body was toxic soup from the sugar and the processed food and the constant stress and not dealing with the emotional trauma and all the environmental toxins. And again, you can't identify one specific thing that makes it happen. And that's why it is easy to think that if you don't have a diagnosis of a disease, that you're healthy. But if you are experiencing things like feeling exhausted, feeling burned out, not sleeping well, easily gaining weight, frequent headaches, brain fog, not being able to lose weight, forgetting things, this information is important for you. Here's the other thing that stacks the cards against you and why I am so passionate that I do what I do is that we live in a society where it's easier to be unhealthy than it is to be healthy. Now, I live in a small town and there is not a lot of places where I can go out to eat, to have healthy options. So my dad and I were brainstorming about eating somewhere different. And he asked about going to Applebee's and I'm like, oh yeah, I could probably get a steak there. That shouldn't be too hard. That should be pretty easy. Part of responsibility is the ability to respond. And that includes not taking things at face value. So I took 3 minutes out of my day and I pulled up their nutrition sheet. And what I found shocked me. A steak at Applebee's has 17 ingredients, not including spices. 17. Their mashed potatoes have 46 ingredients. 46. Food equals food. Chemicals equal chemicals. A steak should have one or two ingredients minus the spices. Mashed potatoes, I don't know, maybe three at the most. And it saddens me that we live in a society where the cards are stacked against us, where it's more normal to eat chemicals than it is to eat real food, where our schedule is so demanding that it's easier to grab fast food or takeout or DoorDash rather than making the meal ourselves. And then this is normalized. And you're going to discover more about this in the fourth episode of the series. We're going to talk about it some more. This is not working for us. And if you're feeling this, if you're hearing that quiet voice inside of you saying, this is not a truth I want to hear, but it's a truth that I need to hear, then I want to acknowledge you for listening to that voice. This is the difference between not getting results and getting results. You have to want it. You have to want to go after a different result for your health and your life. And when you do that, you have to do things differently. What worked in the past isn't working now. And it's not going to work in the future. And that's why we're here today. And I want to acknowledge you for being here, for staying with me this long, and for beginning to look at things differently. We're only two episodes in, and this is the episode that some people are going to make a subconscious decision, and they're going to drop off because they're not ready. That's okay. But you're different. The fact that you made it this far tells me that you are ready, that you've tried all of the false starts and you're ready to make this change happen. You're ready to make it sustainable for the rest of your life. And when you join the Back to You Transformational Program, you will learn exactly how to do this. I invite you to learn more. You can go to backtoyou.coach. That's backtoyou.coach to learn more. Or if you're ready to apply to be in the program and schedule your appointment with me, go right over to calendarholly.com. That's calendarholly.com. You can either learn more, or if you're ready, you can apply and set up your appointment. And here's the thing that I want you to think about too, is because you've decided that you are ready to have the ability to respond, there are going to be some gremlins that come out to play. And I'm talking about the limiting thoughts and beliefs and obstacles and triggers. The first obstacle is normally, how do we even do this? Because there's so much conflicting information out there. Where do I even get started? How do I know what I'm supposed to do? And if that's one of your first questions, if that's what you're thinking, then you're in luck, because this is what we're covering in the next episode in this series. Your next step is to create new routines that work for you and for your lifestyle. Not the expert or the influencer's lifestyle, your lifestyle. And if you want to get a different result, you have to do things differently. And that's what tomorrow's all about.
We have some real talk here for a minute, just between us girls. Can we have a conversation about what the end of the day looks like? I'm talking about that moment when you've crossed off all the things on your list. Okay, they're not all completed, but you're done for the day. And when I say done for the day, I mean you are done. And you sit on the couch to actually relax for a few minutes before bedtime. You know that moment of pure bliss when your bum hits the couch cushion and then you sit back in this heap of exhaustion. You pull the blanket over your legs, literally breathe for the first time all day. And it's not even 1 minute later. And it's your spouse, hey hun, your kid, mom, or you pick up the phone to scroll on social media and then your boss sends you an email you need to respond to, or you see something that like, oh shoot, I forgot to do something that can't wait for tomorrow. And then the dog's doing the potty dance because spouse or kid never took them for a walk, even though you asked them to. And it's that moment that you feel this resentment fill your body. And then you probably feel guilt on top of it, because this is the life that you've always dreamed of. You've got a great career and a great family. So you might be wondering, why do I feel so drained? Why is my life sucking every ounce of energy out of my body? I'm here to tell you that the world is not going to crumble if you say yes to yourself, but you will eventually crumble if you don't. You deserve to take care of yourself and your health. And it begins by saying yes to you, which is probably the hardest yes that you're ever going to say. And that's why I created a very special private podcast series. It's called Your Comeback Experience, and it's specifically for you, the woman who has a track record of success in everything that you do, but you are burned out and something's still missing. And somewhere along the way, your health got pushed to the side. It's a secret podcast, meaning it's not public. You need to have an invitation to access it, and I want to invite you. So to get this free private podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com. The link is also in the show notes.